Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our new friend, Henry Nodehaft. He's not going to be a new friend for long. We're going to make him turn him into an old friend. Henry, thanks for hanging out with me. We're like the Hotel California around here, Henry. Once we find you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Henry's, well, Jim, thank you so much.
Henry's new book is called Great Again, Revitalizing America's Entrepreneurial Leadership. And I want to thank you, Henry, for your leadership. I mean, you could be clipping your coupons in the south of France right now, and instead of doing that, you've decided to come back and put your energy and invest in being a voice for reason, being a voice for entrepreneurs, being a voice for small business. You've written this book. You're putting your money where your mouth is. You're giving back to a country and a system that's made you very successful. And I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much. I actually feel like I've come full circle in life. My parents were legal immigrants who came here from Germany. They taught me that hard work and a good education is how to get ahead in life, and grew up in a very patriotic household. Went to the academy, served in the Marine Corps. As you mentioned, I had some success in business. So I looked around one day about 3 years ago, and, you know, thinking about what I was going to do with the rest of my life, and I decided to go back in the public service. I'm not working for the government. I feel like I'm absolutely representing the small guy, small business person here in Washington.
Well, we need people like you to be in their faces, because you've got the time and the resources to do this. As you know, most of your, you know, but when you were getting your business out of the dirt and operating it like the millions of small business owners are, you didn't have time to go to Washington. You were making payroll every Friday. So we need your voice, Henry.
Right. Well, I feel empowered. I really do. I'm in Washington. Particularly feel very strongly about a piece of legislation that affects the patent office, which is a key element of innovation. And it's sort of, I felt unshackled because, you know, I'm able to go around and speak out. And
with impunity now.
And I have.
Yeah. Well, you can do it with impunity, and I appreciate that.
Exactly.
So some of the things you talk about, by the way, tell us where we can find your book. Give us the website, please.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to promote the book. It's called Great Again by Hank Nodehaft. And it's available on, you know, all the online sites in both hard copy. I actually convinced the publisher, which is the Harvard Business Press, to issue an ebook before the hard copy. It's the first time they ever did that. I think that was a very successful
good
launch,
job.
And it's
yeah.
now available. And, you know, as far as I know, Barnes and Noble and all the sort of major bookstores in the country should
say,
have it.
Pronounce your last name for the audience.
Yes, it's a very unusual spelling. So it's Nodehaft, but it's pronounced. Or at least we made the pronunciation easy now. It's Nodehaft, N-O-T-E-O-F.
Yeah. So two H's in the middle there, folks. Henry, Hank, talk to us about, in the book, you identify four or five things that you think are really important. We got to get rid of some of the tax and regulations. We talked about that a little bit.
Right, and
earlier.
So just to wrap up our conversation on Starbucks, I'll make it very brief. We need to carve out businesses up to about $500 billion in market value to restart the IPO engine. 92% of all jobs.
How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that without
IPO?
Getting rid of Starbucks?
Well, you can either, you know, carve it out
a lot of people look. I interviewed a guy who went public in '96. Now his company's got, you know, like a $2 billion cap. And
sure.
I interviewed him a couple of years ago after Sarbanes-Oxley, and I said, what would you be doing right now? He said, I wouldn't be able to go public right now. He said, because I couldn't.
That's true.
He said, I couldn't have afforded what Sarbanes-Oxley would have put me through.
I did a startup, you know, in the last 10 years where it cost us $3 million to become Starbucks compliant and $1 million plus a year. So you can imagine the revenue in that company was $100 million a year. Profit was $10 million. So Starbucks devalued the value of that company by 30%.
Right.
But I think with the will of Congress being what it is, I've tried to come up with things I thought we could actually get passed, because, you know, I could have the grandest recommendations in the world. If they can't get implemented, then they're worthless. And so I think we could carve something out of Starbucks. The idea that these guys here and gals in Washington would actually repeal it, I think, is a stretch. I don't think the political will is here, but I think we could make a strong enough argument around the fact that small businesses are creating all the jobs and that the IPO market is, you know, really dried up, and 25 out of every for every one venture capital IPO, 25 of these companies are getting acquired. And the reason we should care is that it either results in no job growth or job reductions, and it quashes future innovation.
And what it does is it puts the lid on the possibilities. Folks, you're out there in your small business. You know, you're saying, well, you know, I'm not going to go IPO. Well, guess what? You don't know that.
Right.
I mean, what Sarbanes-Oxley does is put a lid on the possibilities, because Henry, when you rose your company up and went public, you opened up a space for other people to flourish under you, others, your vendors, your partners, whatever was part of the ecosystems.
Effect, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you went up, when your tide rose, it raised all the other boats too.
Right. And I don't want to focus just on Starbucks, and I don't want to focus just on Federal. So I'll move along.
I'll tell you what, Henry, we're going to have to get you back to do that, because we run out of time.
Okay.
We've
all
had such a great visit. But folks, you can read about all the other things that Henry says that need to be adjusted, need to be changed, but it's also about what's great about America, and that's the title.
Oh, I recommend practical solutions to all these problems. So,
yeah.
Jim, thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being here, Hank. Will you come back real soon?
I'd love to come back anytime you'd
like. We'll get you back real soon. Hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to be right back. Henry Nothoff was our guest. He'll be back another day, I promise, and I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
I don't care.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.